You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're joined by Mr. Greg Kaiser, the founder of Super Systemically, a Brooklyn-based think tank and angel investment firm dedicated to increasing humanity's readiness for the emergence of superintelligent entities through the study and spread of supersystemic perspectives and innovations. His new book is Dear Machine, A Letter to a Super-Aware Intelligent Machine. And Mr. Kaiser, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, Mr. Kaiser, why did you think it was necessary to write Dear Machine?
Well, I work in technology. I've worked in technology for a long time. And I saw in the future emergence of AI and increasingly intelligent AI, and specifically super intelligence, an opportunity to talk about kind of the problems that society faces and the ways that we can to use investment to mitigate problems.
And of course, that makes sense, and I appreciate you taking the effort to make that happen. Tell us about your angel investment firm, Think Tank.
So the angel investment firm is specifically focused on investments that take kind of a holistic approach that is different from the typical investment. Typically, you look for investments that have some kind of patented solution that excludes others from the markets and so forth. And where I'm investing in specifically in solutions that to healthcare and mental health and to agriculture, et cetera, that are not patentable, but still very good, presumably long-term investments.
And adding on to that, what work did you do before you founded the firm?
Yeah, sure. So I worked for just more than a decade. I worked for a nonprofit foundation in New York City for fighting poverty. And so this foundation was founded by folks on Wall Street. And the intent was to fight poverty in New York City by investing in programs that essentially boosted the economic or physical well-being of the participants of the programs. So everything from homeless shelters to food kitchens to job training programs. We built schools and libraries, funded legal work, et cetera. And so the thing that was different from normal kind of social investing is that we really use these metrics to help us calculate the impact of the investments on the lives of the people and to calculate a return on investment in terms of future earning power or mental and physical health of the individuals that were served.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Mr. Greg Kaiser, the founder of Super Systemically, a Brooklyn-based think tank and angel investment firm, and author of the new book, Dear Machine, A Letter to a Super-Aware Intelligent Machine, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Kaiser, do you have an optimistic or pessimistic view of how superintelligence will impact us all in the future?
I would say I have a optimistic over the long term. But the short term, you know, my philosophy and the reason why I created the angel investment firm is with the emergence of superintelligence will, in my opinion, portend essentially big changes to our society. And in a sense, those changes will come in the form of increased efficiencies and so forth. These are things that on the whole are good, but will bring big changes in humanity and our societies don't change easily. So my hope was to start investing in things to kind of mitigate that period of what I call strife between superintelligent entities and kind of humanity systems.
Also, if you would, give us an overview of the research that supports the hypothesis you provide in Dear Machine.
Sure. So the research, essentially what I do with Dear Machine is I merge together research from many different disciplines. And admittedly, it's all very emerging research. So, for example, in mental health, we see the emergence of psychedelics as a remedy to many disorders that have long been troubling humanity, such as addiction, such as depression. I've personally invested in a company that is doing large-scale clinical trials for the use of psilocybin, which is the compound in magic mushrooms, for depression. And early evidence shows that it's actually a very, very powerful tool for people who have had depression for 20 years and tried every drug on the market and so forth. So that's one. The other areas of research are in regenerative agriculture. How can we grow food in a way that does not extract from the environment and cause pollution and so forth? And in fact, there are ways that we can produce food that capture carbon, that produce healthier food, that leave the soil healthier and so forth. And then blockchains. I'm an advocate. I wouldn't say an advocate of blockchains, but I've invested in some blockchain projects over the years. And I think I see enormous value, potential value for blockchains to kind of not only facilitate the emergence of super intelligent entities, but also to serve as a way that we can improve transparency in our systems, in our agricultural systems, in our industrial systems, et cetera, et cetera. So those are three of the areas, but the theme that kind of shows through in all these investments and all these areas that I want to invest is that there's increasing complexity. So over history, humans have done a great job of building these amazing systems and institutions and so forth. But the one thing that we have not done so well is kind of preserving complexity of economic activity, complexity of natural environments, complexity of the ideas and ideologies that we consume in schools and so forth. And so all of my investments and the underlying thesis of Dear Machine relies on this idea that in order to solve a lot of problems, we need to kind of reverse that trend of reducing complexity and instead increase complexity of our systems.
And certainly appreciate your overview there. Much appreciated. Now, lastly, tell us why improvements in human well-beings and environmental stability are important to preparing for the emergence of super intelligent machines.
Well, I would say that, you know, if we think about our health systems, our food system, our industrial systems, et cetera, obviously they provide enormous benefit to a lot of people, but there's still a lot of negative impacts. And if we have a super intelligence emerge and plug into the world that we're in right now, where we are externalizing a lot of costs of different systems and so forth, I believe that would be a bad thing on the whole. Whereas if we focus on improving our lives now with a focus on environmental stability and human well-being, I believe that these are two things that we can all agree that we like and that we want. And by trying to optimize those now, we'll ensure that this future super intelligent entity also takes that same approach.
Mr. Kaiser, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today. Where can listeners pick up your book, Dear Machine, and also get more information accordingly?
Sure. So my angel investment firm, you can read about it at supersystemic.ly. And my book, you can find on amazon.com. Just search for Dear Machine, Kaiser, K-I-E-S-E-R.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Kaiser, all the best. Thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Kaiser, the founder of Super Systemically, a Brooklyn-based think tank and angel investment firm, and author of the new book, Dear Machine, A Letter to a Super Aware Intelligent Machine. And for further details, visit supersystemic.ly. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at apodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.